They would spend their lives draped in velvet if it were socially acceptable. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline is a guy that's coached everywhere. He's done it everywhere. He's coached all of them, from the Big Ten to the Jets to the Bengals to the Cowboys. And he takes his time with us today. He is Paul Alexander, and he joins us now. Coach, good to have you.
Hey, Columbus, Ohio. How are you doing?
We're good. I know you spent a little time. In fact, you were coaching a pretty damn good offensive line down south, down I-71, not many moons ago. And give us the latest on what's up with you now.
Well, I retired after 27 years in the NFL and 10 years in the Big Ten and the MAC, and loving it. I'm around the world. I'm on Twitter. I got 15,000 followers that we talk football techniques. And shoot, I've been to Europe twice, and London and Scotland. I'm going next week to Australia, and I'm all over the place and working with kids and coaches and really doing what I love.
Good, good. That's great to hear, and congratulations on your retirement. Now you got your hand in the game without all that heavy lifting, so that's a great combination. You watched Super Bowl 54 with the rest of the world. I was down there, and I watched a San Francisco defense play to the script I thought that would happen the entire game if they could contain Mahomes, get some pressure on him, but not let him beat him with his feet and make those plays ad-libbing, that they would have the game. And they did it. For so long, Paul, why did it break down late?
You know, I think they showed the answer a little bit. Everyone always looks for how you slow people down. And Tennessee came up with a great answer of stopping the Ravens' gap read offense. And I think there was a little bit of a glimpse Sunday about how you slow down Patrick Mahomes, and that's exactly like you said. Is this Anthony I'm talking
yep.
to, or Bobby?
You got Anthony right
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah, Anthony. I think that contain him, keep him in the pocket. Don't let the ends get collapsed down to the inside, and don't be overloaded fronts and exotic blitzes that create openings and caverns in the protection. And for most of the game, San Francisco did that. I went back this morning and I just pulled up all the pass plays of Kansas City. And the majority of their explosive plays that were over, more than 10 yards, I was looking at, the majority of their explosive plays is when Mahomes felt pressure and was able to escape the pocket or slide into soft spots in the pocket, which that's where he's deadly. He's a difficult guy to protect for if you're an offensive lineman, because you never know where he is. However, he's predictable where he's going to be, because he'll drop back. And if he feels a defensive end crash down to the inside, well, he'll just get deep and back behind where that defensive end was supposed to be. And create space that way. It's not like he's a quarterback who's just skitter scatter in the pocket, moving around for no apparent reason whatsoever, much like the Houston quarterback is. He's very methodical and planned the way he moves in the pocket. So what happened is the 49ers, most of the game, didn't do a lot of twisting, didn't do a lot of overload blitzing, stayed true to their rush lanes. Now, early on, what did Kansas City do? Well, then they started getting them out of pocket with rollouts and bootlegs and even chipping the back to secure an edge so that he could get deep and away from the outside edge pressure. And so they created moments where he could get outside of the pocket to create the explosive plays. But I think in the end of the game, ultimately, because they ran enough plays that the 49ers got a little bit tired. Absolutely humanly possible. And I think he was able to move in the pocket. But I think that's a terrific answer of how you handle Patrick Mahomes, is forget the stunts, forget the twists, forget the exotic blitzes. Just contain the ends and push inside with the tackles and keep your hands free so you can shuck off the blockers and make a tackle when he starts to move.
Talking to Paul Alexander, former NFL offensive line coach, coaching 15-plus Pro Bowlers here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And, you know, Paul, I went back and I rewatched the whole game yesterday. A lot of the coaches cut up and, you know, just taking a look at it. Nick Bosa, I believe he had over 12 pressures. He was living in the backfield, did a great job of getting pressure. And, you know, you talked about some of the things that they began to do. You know, maybe could you outline those a little bit, whether it's the tight end hang, chip with the back, you saw them starting to motion, he'd be getting the slide. A lot of times they rolled away. Like, just the methodology of thinking about how you handle an elite pass rusher like that in a game of such magnitude.
Yeah, I think early on, Bobby, they were doing, you saw they were doing a lot of five-out protection, not necessarily in the empty backfield, but the back was scat immediately from the backfield. Mm-hmm. And pressure was getting to him, you know, and early in the game, he couldn't get it out in time. And so then they did just what you said. When you put two tight ends on the edges, it slows down the speed that the defensive ends can rush at. They weren't necessarily chipping with those tight ends, which I thought they would, but they didn't. But just their presence in there and sending a guy in motion in front of a defensive end, you know, where that end doesn't know if he's being blocked by that guy coming to motion or what, slows all that down. And they did get to that. They got into some compacted formations, snug formations, we call them, with both receivers in tight and two tight ends. And they did those things. And then they rolled the quarterback. Because really, Mahomes is a great player if he's in the pocket. He's an unbelievable player when he's outside of the pocket. And he's creating space and so forth. And he's got the strong arm where he can drop a dime 40 yards down the field where you just shake your head and say, this isn't right. But, yeah, unfortunately, it didn't continue on for four quarters.
Paul, before we cut you loose, with what you saw on Sunday night, with what Kansas City brings to the table now, how sustainable is this? This seems to be ripe for a run for them. Not that it's guaranteed. Certainly getting there is pretty tough, and they were down double digits in every game in the playoffs. But what you see in them now with possibly Brady either leaving the Patriots or getting into his last couple years, is Kansas City a team you'd be backing now going forward as being the team to beat, or is Baltimore or somebody in the AFC still right there with them?
Well, I think Kansas City is. In fact, I predicted the game. I tweeted it out beforehand that Kansas City would win 30-20, and it was 31-20.
Wow.
And I kind of saw it as a two-score game. And I had this crazy vision that 2 weeks ago, I would say, oh, yeah, Kansas City for sure. And then you go through the 2 weeks, and you start hearing this stat and that stat and the other stat. And it got to be like the day before the game. I go, my God, I got no idea who to pick. You know what I mean? It sounds even to me. And then I just said, well, I thought to myself, well, how'd you feel 2 weeks ago? If the game was tight and was on the line, which quarterback do you want? Since everyone's saying it's going to be a dead even game,
yeah.
I said, okay, the game's on the line, which quarterback do you want? And honest to God, this is a thought I had. I said, I want Mahomes to win the close game and then give the ball back to Garoppolo, who's probably going to press and make a mistake, and Kansas City is going to get another cheap touchdown at the end of the game. Honest to God, that's the thought I had. And so I went with it. Now, is it sustainable? Yeah. Mahomes is going to be the first $40 million quarterback. And, well, how can they keep the rest of their team? Well, when you got a quarterback like that, he elevates everybody else. You know, it's not like they're spending $40 million on a guy who doesn't make everyone else better. I think as long as he's healthy, Kansas City will be right in the mix every year.
Enjoyed the conversation. We'll have to get you back when we get back into football season for sure. And we appreciate it. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Paul Alex. He's Paul Alexander, former Bengals O-line coach. Great to visit with you. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Okay, guys.
That's Paul Alexander. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline, and he nailed it. And let me tell you, we scouted everybody with a pick for this game. That's as close as anybody we've talked to have at 1 point. And our tiebreaker was different than his, but certainly his tiebreaker won out, which is take the best quarterback. When we come back, to tell the truth, Matty Ice lines him up. We knock him down next. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
You think that during a three.